Çırıltı kazan çırıltı. Атта атта заманда так так кибучим кибуч мана кибусум дилам жири мегони чиба сеста тута тилата коачи чакваде чеч мучагаре ва каптирта чеди кандеш чигорсуна кибус сум дилам жири мегони чиба сеста ва тати читанг нега та нега тишин коачида.
We have been talking about, you know, how someone is to be led, you know, on the path, you know, by using the lamrim, how someone is to be led on the path using the graduated stages of the path of the three types of persons. So you have to understand basically what's the point of following this method.
어떻게 제단다 가르스나다 변한 기부 중앙값라 가르스나다 조조 가서 시원한 시대 조 세대 낭신 도과해라 납국이어래 제단 된대라 조조조 변한다 녀성 숨기 다 동안 삼에 다 탄다 지만 녀성도 깨봐이나 다 가르스나다 다 Несунгатума Якуя Самуя Сузуни Чима Несунги Кябайна Несунгатума Судугуримду Оттенде Сумачеветене Та Цеди Чима Несунду Мигевари Чеги Та Гюла Лабе Та Тонда Руа Та Томар Та Томар Тома Та Ран Несунду Мигевари Чеги Тома Тома Та Чечиму Чабиваре Нямне Чидугана Мата Та Несунду Мадея Тавши Чигубиваре.
So if you remember, a person of a small capacity, that person would need to overcome the current preoccupation with the happiness and affairs of this life alone. Yeah. So literally in Tibetan it means to reverse the attraction to the happiness of this life. Okay. And that person would have to reflect well on the sufferings of the three lower realms. The person has to reflect and think, how would it be if, you know, if in the next life, you know, if one ends up in the three lower realms? So if, let's say, we end up there, would we be able to put up with the suffering? Will we be able to bear with the suffering? So if one, you know, through such reflection, if one, you know, discovers that one will definitely not be able to put up with these sufferings, unable to bear with it, and then that what the person will have to do is to then develop an interest in his or her own future rebirth. Yeah. To develop an interest, to get a desire to get a good rebirth. And if that is what the person wants, then the person would have to train to collect, to create the causes for achieving such a good rebirth. Yeah. So for practitioners, anyone who is practicing the Buddha Dharma, this is the one of the most at the very at the end of the day, at least, you know, one we have by practicing Dharma, we have to, you know, we should prevent ourselves from going there in the first place, going to the lower realms. Yeah, so this is like the very minimum we should do.
어떻게 전다이다 집을 중학갑라 다 조조다 가서 다 뒤늦게 반 예수님 또 마삼제 단 아니 지단 있으면 동안 있는 법법도 삼지 또 또다 딘데기 떡이 다 치마 튼이기 루지 제답지 다 치마 튼이기 루지 깨지 다 치마 원도 땡상지 터바 이나야 다동 아니 지다 땡상지 터바 이나야 다 다동 아니 지다 코에 동하게 나츠로 아니 대화 메소로 아니 코에 동하게 나츠라 양 삼로 땅고 비어 랑 딘데게 나르수기 아니 숙삼 양 비타고시 땅과야 진대게 진기 치면 낭신형 도덕 치고해 그리고 많이 받더라.
So you see the person of a small capacity by reflecting on, you know, by reflecting well on the different kinds of sufferings that one would have to endure if one is reborn in the lower realms. Through such a reflection, then the person then develops, you know, a genuine interest, you know, wanting to get a good rebirth in the next life. And with that interest, and the person trains in the causes for achieving it. Yeah. Okay. So that is the first, the very first step. Then let's say, you know, if the person develops an interest in happiness of his or her own future life and trains in the causes. Let's say if the person gets a good rebirth, you know, and able to develop this interest. Yeah. Is that sufficient? Does one stop there? No. Why? In the second step is to reverse the attraction even to the happiness of future lives, to overcome, you know, this idea that, you know, that, you know, the good, even having good rebirth is enough, you know, is good, you know. And the person does that by bringing to mind, you know, all the problems of our cyclic existence, samsara, you know, reflecting on one's, you know, looking inside and then thinking how, you know, one is would have to suffer, you know, in cyclic existence. And through these reflections, then one overcomes the attraction even to the happiness of future lives.
Yeah.
So you see, in the first step, in the first stage, one reflects on all the different kinds of suffering of the lower realms, you know, that one would have to endure if we end up there in our next life. Yeah. Then in the second stage, you know, we reflect, you know, on the fact that even if we were to get a good rebirth, that itself is, you know, is that state of existence is not free from suffering. Then one reflects on how, you know, as an individual, one has to experience all the problems, how, and reflect on how one is tormented, you know, while in samsara. You know? Yeah. So you see, in the first and second stages, you know, we reflect on suffering, you know, on our own individual suffering. Then we have to reflect well, think it through. Only then, you know, with such reflections, you know, in the third stage, you know, when we then switch our attention to the suffering of others, you know, instead of focusing on our suffering, when we look at the suffering of others and we understand how others are also experiencing the same kind of suffering, you know, that we have reflected upon. Yeah. Then with these reflections in place, you know, then we are in a good position to really be able to generate, you know, some pure, real love and real compassion, yeah, for others.
Yeah. 다게 수반한 신뢰 단이 숨도가 나초당 고의 동아기 랑나 나초 티데 야포이 삼 삼로 코르마 퉁이지기 당본이 전주 섬 공기인스나 용하여 말했어 람 공마다 전주 섬산 때 검토고 말해 검니 깨게야 말했어다 어찌 숨고야래 제자 다 니야라 디냐버도 조과야 티데 야포시오나 다 치마 야포 깨게랬어 제자 기부숨기 람기진바 세디 계신보래 숨고야래.
So the teachings are clear about the fact that, you know, if one thinks that, you know, I am a person of great capacity right from the beginning. I'm a person of great capacity. I am a Mahayanist. I'm practicing the Mahayana teachings. And then with this attitude, you know, then one thinks, all these, you know, are reflections, you know, of the suffering of the lower realms and all these reflections of, you know, samsara. All these are not necessary for me. I would just practice the Mahayana teachings right from the beginning, you know. So So what does the teaching say about this kind of person? This person will not be able to generate bodhicitta, will not be able to practice even bodhicitta, not even be able to practice again. And forget about generating bodhicitta, no way. So without training the mind in those fundamental reflections in the first and second stage, there's no way one can even practice, forget about generating, even to practice, to really practice. The Mayana path is difficult, yeah. So therefore, now you see why it's so important to train in the stages of the path of the three types of persons.
Yeah. Ani chanju semke or di taneta ani tamje chamba tuve or tuksine sungu yare.
So we've by doing these reflections in their stages, then one comes to the point where one can develop a love, real love and compassion, and with that as the basis, then one is really able to then to generate practice and generate bodhicitta. And once in bodhicitta is developed, then one is set on the path to accomplish, to actualize omniscience, full enlightenment. So remember the Benny brought up this point, this question in the last session, session. Yeah. So in relation to the particular section in Lamrim which talks about the qualm that he brought up. Yeah. Basically, if you think that I'm a Mahayanist right from the beginning, I am a person of great capacity, then and with the attitude, if one, let's say, doesn't you do away with all these practices of the person of small and medium medium capacity, so what happens to this person? This person will never ever generate, will never even be able to really do a good practice of the Mahayana path, let alone generate anything. At the same time, the person does not generate even the realizations of the lower path. So this person is left with nothing. No three, no four, we say. So therefore there's a need to train gradually. First there's a need to train in the practices that are train in the path that is shared with the person of small capacity. Then you train in the path that is shared with the person of medium capacity. Only after that then you train in the path of the person of great capacity. So if one we train our minds, we carry our practice in such a way, then our practice will become perfect.
Yeah.
So therefore, it is one of the outlines of the text says why the students are led in stages using the trainings of the three types of persons.
Yeah.
If one has obtained a human life of freedoms and endowments, if you possess a human life that is characterized with the 8 freedoms and the 10 endowments, then what is the best way of using it? How should we take full advantage of this perfect situation? Yeah. So, and to talk about this, then there are 3 major outlines. Yeah. One is, these 3 major outlines are basically, telling us how to take full advantage. Yeah. So, one can take full advantage of such a life by training the mind in the stages of the path that is shared with the person of small capacity. Then we train our minds in the stages of the path that is shared with the persons of medium capacity. Then, only then do you train your mind in the stages of the path for persons of great capacity. And this undertaking, this training is done after you have developed a general, an idea, an overview of the general presentation of the entire path. Yeah.
Otoxin, Tenema, that Dinan, Tambo, that Gibu Chunga down, Tumoy, Lamjirin Balas, Sheba, Sitella, Tambolo, Sum, Chunga Samba Chong, Mos, somebody gave it, Della Loto, Sawako, Tambolo, Ni, Jidinchima to Ni, Lokiawas, Jidinchima David Tatemas, Tambolo Nis, Jidin de Rindu Mineva, Chiwa Jesu Temas, Sambas, Jidinchima, Chidaju, Duany, Dedu Sambos.
So on page 50 of your text, yeah. So of these 3 ways of taking full advantage of human life or freedom and endowments, we will look at the first one, training the mind in the path that is shared with the persons of small capacity. Yeah. So then there are 3 parts. Yeah. Okay. So I will read from the alternate translation, but you can read your text and then you should try to see what's the difference between what I'm reading and what is there in the text. And then if there's any meaning that is not reflected in the translation, then you have to make a note. Yeah. Okay, so training the mind in the stages of the path that is shared with the persons of small capacity, and then there are 3, A, B, and C, isn't it? It says that. So the actual training of thought for a person of small capacity, then the measure of the attitude of a person of small capacity, and then clearing up misconceptions concerning the attitude of a person of small capacity. Okay, so there's A, B, and C, isn't it? Then A itself is broken into 1 and 2, yeah? Okay? So what are the 2 parts? Developing a state of mind that strives diligently for the sake of future lives. Or it says future worlds. Yeah. I think that is too literal a translation. What it means is future lives. Okay. And number 2, relying on the means for achieving happiness in the next life. Okay. So A has 1 and 2, isn't it? And one. Then the first one, point number 1, that itself is divided into 2. So developing a state of mind that strives diligently for the sake of future lives is divided into 2. Number 1, mindfulness of death. The contemplation that you will not remain long in this world. Number 2, contemplating what will occur in your future life. The happiness or suffering of the 2 types of being. So the first one, explanation of how to be mindful of death, that one will not stay in this world for long. Yeah. So there are 4 points there, isn't it? Well, the faults of not cultivating a mindfulness of death, then the benefits of cultivating a mindfulness of death, then Number three, the kind of mindfulness of death you should develop. Yeah. And then number four, how to actually cultivate the mindfulness of death. Yeah.
What in the ocean? That Tomakasana, that Tinsare, that Zozo, that Chuati Matemaina, that young carriers, that on that Zo Tinsungur, Chuat Matina John Carrion Goddess, that Chuat Mahomaina, that young carrion goddess, that Zo Tismare.
So there are four outlines here. So the first point is this. What's the problem? What are the faults, no, if we do not, if we are not mindful of our own death?
Oh, that is seven pare. That's all that said it. That pana said show matemaina said it to egg it look jigger said it the gurum to that rumbo de lotti that jigger what a show matemana you don't do the lotti jigger what that tikabaina.
Okay, so the first thing, the first point, what are the faults of not cultivating a mindfulness of death, of our own death? Well, if we do not think of our own coming death, we are not mindful, then basically we are thinking, we have this feeling that I will live for a very long time, isn't it? Yeah? And with this worldview, I will live for a very long time, then we will only be interested in achieving the happiness of this life, and we will only be interested in eliminating the sufferings of this life alone.
Yeah.
So this is what happens if when we do not cultivate the mindfulness of our own coming death. Yeah, if we don't remind ourselves or remember or understand that death, our own death, then that means we will continue to think that we will live forever based on that worldview. Then we only work only for the happiness of this life, and we work only to eliminate the suffering of this life. If we are just thinking about this life alone, how is it possible? How can we actually, will we ever wonder, think about our future lives? There's no mental space for that, isn't it? Yeah, we will not even think about what we will become in our next life. An interest in our future lives does not arise. If that's the case, then we don't have to talk about liberation and enlightenment. We will not even think about liberation and enlightenment. Basically, even to practice Dharma is difficult. So these are the faults of contemplating the not about our death. Yeah. Then there are also other problems. Yeah. Consequences. even because if we do not think about our own death, let's say even if we do perchance, you know, engage in things like, you know, studying the Dharma, reflecting about the Dharma, and meditating on the Dharma, without the mindfulness of death, you know, these activities, you know, we may do it, you know, but at the end of the day, we are doing it mainly, really, for this life alone, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. And without a strong mindfulness of death, you know, even if we engage in retreat and go and we do practices, we do retreat, you know, we don't get any real result, yeah, yeah, from it, yeah. And then whatever, basically, then whatever virtues we do create, no, they become very weak, yeah, very weak. So this is what happens, yeah. If we don't we don't remember our own death, yeah. So even, you know, if we engage in all these studies, this reflection, meditation, engage in retreats, you know, and go on retreats and what have you, you know, in engagement, we may accumulate some virtue, but the virtue is very weak, yeah. But worse still, the thing is that whatever virtue we may accumulate at the end of the day, you know, it is inevitably somehow mixed, you know, contaminated, mixed, you know, with all sorts of wrongdoing, infractions, you know, breaking of infractions, negativities, yeah, which are causes for us to go to the lower realms. It's as if that we are accumulating causes to go to the lower realms. Even if we do manage to develop a real sincere interest in our future life's happiness, and then even, you know, though we may have the interest, oh, I'm going to do something about it, oh, I really want to, you know, engage in, you know, create the causes for good rebirth, you know. But again, due to a lack of mindfulness of our upcoming death, then we tend to procrastinate. Yeah. I'm not doing it now. We tend to procrastinate. Yeah. So when we procrastinate, basically, again, we are back to the same old self. You know. Again, why do we procrastinate? Because our emphasis is still focusing on the happiness of this life alone, isn't it? And then we then basically let our lives run in that way, and basically continue. Yeah. So the essence is this, yeah. What happens when we are not mindful of our own death? When we are not mindful of our own death, then we get completely caught up in the affairs of this life alone, just focusing on that alone. And then know, when we have this kind of worldview, then you know, our whole life will be mixed with all sorts of wrongdoings and coming under the influence of the afflictions, isn't it? And because of these wrongdoings, motivated by the afflictions, then these actions will then throw us into the lower realms. Yeah. So when this happens, you know, then our lives will become completely the opposite of Dharma. Yeah. Completely, isn't it? Complete, opposite.
Yeah.
So these are the faults, the faults, basically of the problems that we will face when if we are not mindful of our own coming death. So then the next point, what are the benefits? What is in there for us when we think of our own death? Basically, the benefits we will experience all the benefits. What are the benefits? They are the complete opposite of what all the faults are. Basically, they are the complete opposite, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah, we will develop a sincere interest for our future lives. We will have interest in virtue. Our virtues will not be weak; will be strong, and will probably accumulate much less wrongdoing. The Buddha mentioned in one sutra that of all the among all tracks, the track of the elephant is supreme. Track, literally it means a footprint. I guess because it's very big. So amongst all the track of the elephant is supreme. So among all ideas, the idea of death, impermanence and death is supreme. So the track of an elephant is an analogy. Yeah? So I mean, if the elephant does the work for us, you know, if wherever it walks, yeah, if you follow after the track, it's very clear. Yeah? I mean, first it's very big also, I guess. So I mean, it's easy to travel. Yeah. So similarly, if we meditate on death and impermanence, then that will ensure that our Dharma practice, the path, would be successful, smooth and good.
Yeah.
Um, So similarly, the idea of impermanence and death, reflecting on impermanence and death, is also praised for being the hammer that instantly destroys all the afflictions and wrongdoing. And it is also the reflection on death and impermanence is also the praise for being the gateway into the instantaneous achievement of all the virtue and goodness.
Rang loti, the rang chikimares, Kaduina, Tinde Samsi Devaina, Tinde Jimbe Logi Yabaina, the Kuba Tamji Gores, the Chua Chambati, the Pusun Soba Tamji Dubi Gores, what in the Sunghe.
So it says here that the thought, I will not die yet, is the gateway or the source of injury. Is the gateway, the door to which all the problems come. Whereas the thought, thinking that, oh, I will die, you know, is the source of all the goodness.
Yeah.
Then there is there's this wrong conception amongst people. And what is this wrong conception? Some people have the idea that this meditation on death and impermanence is like, you know, it's only those instructions for people who do not know much about the Dharma, for beginners. Meditation on death and impermanence is not something that, you know, that everyone needs to do. So there's this misconception.
Yundu nyamne du myos nyam du misumas tonda parsum du golok la nyaba nin tabane jete gomba chawo so to smuche
so Lama Tsongkhapa says it's not like that at all. Yeah, okay, so that's in the middle of page 52, the paragraph is there, isn't it? Yeah. So yes. Consequently, you should not think that this is a practice for those who do not have some other profound teaching to cultivate in meditation. Nor should you think that although this is something worthy of meditation, you should cultivate it just a little at the beginning of the meditation session, because it is not suitable for continuous practice. Rather, be certain from the depths of your heart that it is necessary in the beginning, the middle, and end, and then cultivate it in meditation.
What to say?
So it says here the reflection of mindfulness, and then the reflection of on death and impermanence, it is important in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end, isn't it? Yeah. So let's say in relation to someone who has to first overcome the current preoccupation with the affairs and the happiness of this life alone. In order to overcome that current preoccupation, what does the person need to do? The person has got no choice but to think about death and impermanence, without which There's no way to overcome that preoccupation, isn't it? Then, for a person of medium capacity, a person of medium capacity must develop an idea of what we say, renunciation. They must have developed this, you know, this idea, I must definitely get out of this cycling existence. Yeah. But in order to produce that kind of intention, the person must reflect on impermanence. Without reflection on impermanence, there's no way to produce that thought. Similarly, to produce the attitude of a person of great capacity, one would need to reflect on impermanence as well. Yeah. So you can see how meditation on impermanence and death is important at the beginning in all these different contexts. Yeah. So, or if you look at it from another way, you know, reflecting on death and impermanence is important at the beginning. Why? Because you know, it is only after reflecting well on death and impermanence that you really sincerely want to enter into Dharma, yeah? Enter into the path. You really want to practice a sincere wish, yeah? Isn't it? Then in the middle, when you're going about your practice, it is the meditation on death and impermanence that sustains your practice, that makes you continue. And then in the end, this reflection on death and impermanence is that which will make you complete your practice, bring everything to a close and fulfillment.
Yeah. Mitaba se kumbayina, ta chua mitaba se kumbayina, ta ti ta rang tendo kumelwa, rang mitaba rang shinba, rang chua nyeba, rang chigres, chua nyebares. Lava tindeji apuji ta kumbayina, ta tanda shibi pengi de yungtuwe, tindeji masambayina, ta chua apuji chimatuwe, yungu de midos, ta shung sheba rang shi redu mido, anu sama tangche, anu redu na, otusine ta.
So we have to think about this for ourselves. Yeah, yeah. Whether what the text is saying, what has been said so far is true or not. Yeah. So it says that we have to reflect on how by nature we are impermanent and how we are definitely going to die. Yeah. So, and if we reflect on, if we are mindful of our own death, our own impermanence and death, then you know the teachings say we will have all these benefits, yeah, all the so many benefits. Yeah. But the teachings also say that if we don't reflect on death and impermanence, we are not mindful all the time, then we will have all these we will experience all these faults, yeah. So you have to see for ourselves. Because meditating on death and impermanence is an inward exercise. We look at ourselves, yeah, our own life, yeah. So we have to see whether what is said here is true or not. So especially about the faults, yeah. So if it is true, then we just have to, then we should then go about doing this practice, yeah. So I think it's our common shared experience that you know that when something frightening occurs in our life, you know, something you know fear, some worry, then we turn to Dharma, isn't it? Yeah, that motivated by this fear of the impending death. Then we really turn look at Dharma. Otherwise,
what in the shop? 도치네 드네마 숨바 치와 템베 로치들 깨와 세지다 다깝데 치와 템베 로 깨고 그래 스거다 치와 템베 로 깨세 간데지다 스기어라 스타톤다 다디 모스마야니 말
So if we need to develop a mindfulness of our own death, so what exactly is the kind of mindfulness of death that we should develop? Although we say we need to be mindful of our own death, but what exactly do we mean? So, the second last paragraph on page 52. Yeah. Okay. So, Lama Tsongkhapa said, for those who have not practiced the path at all, the fear of death manifests itself as the worry that they will be separate from their relatives and so forth.
Okay,
so for those who have not practiced the path at all, the fear of death manifests itself as the worry that they will be separate from their relatives and so forth, yeah, when at the time of death, yeah. So is this the kind of mindfulness of death that we are talking about here, the kind of mindfulness that we need to develop? The answer is no. When we say, you know, we develop a mindfulness of death, it's not about creating this fear that, oh, jialat, voila, everything will be lost, that kind of thing. Why is this not considered to be a mindfulness of death? Because without practicing it, we will already experience it. Without even thinking about it, I mean, it's there, yeah?
Oh, Tuxin, Tinema, Ta Kande Jiresena, Wana Kang Yamnas, Lenye Ji Ongi Lut Langba Tamji, Chiwa Le Madebes, Tela Takba Jie Jiang, Rishi Kang Minumes.
So therefore, do not develop this here. Then what then should we develop here? What kind of mindfulness of death?
The one named the lotion and ticket. One young Yendu, you go about dance, Tori Mondo Nile, you Maduva, Chua, Chipper Chades.
So, what then should you develop? What kind of mindfulness of death? Certainly, nothing of your body, which you appropriated through karma and afflictions. So certainly, nothing of your body shall survive death. This may frighten you. Yet, for the time being, you cannot stop it. However, you should fear death if you have not secured your welfare in future lives by putting an end to the causes of the lower realms and establishing the causes of high status and certain goodness.
Oh, Tushine, Rava Telani, that Tindesh, that Tindesh, that's also got the song at him, Mare. Rava Tat Jiba look at it, that Chua Tim look at it, Tim Mare, that Nyendugi, and Juman Push Sasha, Tikka Magabache, and in one dog, Jutsawan in Madubache, Tindaging and Chibaina.
So here in this context, what kind of fear of death should we cultivate? So if we are going to die without having stopped ourselves from creating the causes of the lower realms, and we are going to die without having done anything in our lives to create the causes of good rebirth, that kind of death is what we need to fear.
So rwa sosol tinde nyamna chaba na ka thwe ki ta jipa ka thwe ki nuba yungu yaris ta dutu kore sugar ta tonda.
So we should fear having to die without having done anything positive. We should fear having to die while having accumulated so many causes from the lower realms. Yeah. So this is the kind of fear of death we need to cultivate. But can this particular kind of fear, this fear in death of death, can it be stopped now? This kind of fear can be stopped. Why? Because if we practice the Dharma, then we do not need to fear this kind of death.
Okay,
so we should be afraid of death, but how? We should be afraid of having to die without having created the causes of a good rebirth, and we should be afraid of to die having led a life, creating only causes for the lower realms. Yeah. Okay. So we need to produce this fear. This is the kind of fear that we need to produce in ourselves and generate. And then based on having this kind of fear, then what should we do? Then we should try our best to live a life accumulating the causes for a good rebirth as much as possible. We do our best, because when we do our best, then come the day when we have to go at the time of death, we will not be afraid, because we know that we have done what we can. And then you have this confidence, I am definitely not going to the lower realms. You have this confidence, If you have this confidence, then there's no fear. Yeah.
Oh, Tokshine, that in the Shumayna, that on that, so that in the Sare, Tendation, Jezanta, Kadam Komet, the Lapchelevan, Shire, Tada, and Chua, Chippe, Lochi, Kukres, Tanda. That Chu and Nakala, Chippa, Mabashi Kukres. What the Lapchason had to name it.
So, like the great Kadamba masters of the past have said, that. Now, we need to be fearful of death. Come at the time of death, we should not be fearful of
death.
So if we live the rest of our life, accumulating the causes of future happiness, good rebirth, and at the same time if we confess whatever negativities that we have already accumulated, and we confess it through the with the application of the four opponent powers, so this is the best preparation we can do for our coming death. And at the time of death, with this preparation already done, then this preparation is actually the best poa. I think some of you know what the word poa is, transference of consciousness, isn't it? So this, having done this preparation ourselves, becomes the best poa, the best transference of consciousness. If you have done your preparation at the time of death, you don't need people to come and liamkeng for you. You don't need people to come and, you know, and transfer, so-called transfer our consciousness to don't know where. La, but. Because if you see, we really think about it, you know, if we lead our whole lives, you know, just in non-virtue, you know, then at the time of death, you know, then you know, if you just think that, oh, you know, you just call people here to liamkeng, you know, oh, and then definitely you'll be fine, you know. I think it's quite difficult, yeah, quite difficult to, you know, you think about it, you know, to have any good result just by doing prayers. You know, if you know, if from our own side we are just creating negative karma, you know, if you think about it, it's quite difficult, yeah. So yeah, so by developing this kind of fear of death, then we will, you know, want to engage in Dharma practice. Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. Although we need to stop taking rebirth once and for all under the power of karma and afflictions, but for the time being, it's beyond us. That's not going to happen soon, yeah. So definitely we have to die.
What do you need? That in the scene, that in the ma, that in the chant, then such a shiva di mare, that such a shiva di karetu, that chiva temba kumbesus, that chiva kades kumkore, seduganta, shivani, sawasum, jinzenku, tacho, sumyukun, kumbachaosme.
Okay, then the fourth point. How to cultivate mindfulness of death? Yeah. So it says cultivate this mindfulness of death by way of the three roots, nine reasons, and the three decisions.
What to say? That tambos, that karasen, zawasum said, tomo karasen, that never chew a sambas, namji ni me sambas, chew is chuma to kanji ni me famas, that on the sums, that.
So, okay, cultivate the mindfulness of death by ways of the three roots, 9 points, 9 reasons, and the three decisions. So, what are the three roots? The three roots are: death is certain, the time of death is uncertain, then at the time of death, nothing helps except Dharma practice.
Oh, today is it? That's awesome. Today is it? That today, that any day, Junzi sum sum yong hai. Any Junzi sum ge ta la ta xiao ba le le yong hai. Oh, today is it?
So these are the three roots. Each of the three roots have three reasons. Okay, so altogether making 9 reasons, and at the end of each root, there is a conclusion or a decision. So therefore, you have the three decisions.
What to say? That tambo anisi nyabar chiwa saidila ta anisi ta junza sumiyaishi ta junza sumi toni nyabar chiwa samaishi te sunguyare. Atela tini karsena chida nyabar ma kien kanji ng toto mebas. Sela namba misi juje pama chitu yabar sambas sumi seyang chu chino meba. A chiwa sambas o tini sum ta junza.
So meditation on the death is certain has three reasons, yeah. The goal of it, okay? So the three reasons are on page 53, yeah. Okay, so the contemplation that death is certain has three aspects, yeah. Number one, the Lord of death will definitely come and therefore cannot be avoided. Number two, our lifetime, our lifespan, cannot be extended, and it constantly diminishes. And number three, while you are alive, there is little time for practice, for Dharma practice. Okay, so here, meditation on the certainty of death, we basically bringing to mind the fact that death is something that cannot be avoided at all. Yeah. So if you think about it, it doesn't matter what kind of body we have. You know. You can have a body of a human being, or you may be a worldly god, or you may be a naga. But the thing here is, there will come a time when one will have to die. So it doesn't matter what kind of body we take on, you know, there's no difference whatsoever, because all have to die. So no matter what kind of body we take on, we will definitely have to, we still have to die. Then, so it doesn't matter where one is born, you know, whether it's in the north, the south, the east, the west, and up in the space or under the ground, you know, it doesn't matter where and what kind of environment you're born into, death is certain.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what is the time of your, what is the time of birth. Yeah, it doesn't matter when you are born. Yeah, you know, you can be born in summer, in the winter, in spring, in autumn. It doesn't matter what the time of birth is. Yeah, only matters in parts maybe. You know. But in terms of death, you know, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you know, still have to die. Yeah. And also, death is certain because we cannot run away from it. You know, there's no way of escaping. You know, it doesn't matter where you go, we still have to die. It doesn't, you know, even if one has a lot of power and authority in the world, still when it's time, you know, you have to die. Even if you have all the money and all the possessions, that cannot turn away death as well. Yeah. So no mantra can stop death. No, you know, there isn't any magical substance or, you know, a potion or whatever, what have you, you know, that can stop death as well. Yeah, nothing.
What did they say? That on that.
Do we have the idea that we are definitely going to die? We have, yeah. We know we're going to die, isn't it? Isn't it? We know we're going
to
die. So do we actually need to meditate? Is it necessary to reflect on the certainty of death? Since we know that we're going to die anyway. We know that we're going to die. No. So therefore, it follows that there's no need to meditate on this. So we can do away with the first root, do away with the three reasons, and do away with the first decision also. Yeah. Why not? There's no need to meditate on this. If somebody asks you, will you definitely die? You definitely say yes. Yeah. Otherwise, why we write wills?
Oh.
Okay,
so that's the first reason. So the second reason, the contemplation that our lifetime or lifespan cannot be extended. It cannot be extended, and yet, and also it's constantly diminishing. Yeah.
What today? What
So let's say if we are a person who can live for 100 years, but right from our day of birth, our lifespan would have started to diminish and to be shorter. Yeah.
Oh, 최근에 아니 지금 빼나 세세디.
So our lifespan is predetermined by the karma that has by our past one of our past actions. So let's say in the past, if we had accumulated the cause or created action, they will see us living for 100 years. So you're only going to live 100 years max. Max. There is not going to be anything. You're not going to basically live for any moment longer than 100 years. Yeah. So that is for sure. Yeah.
What did this mean?
So, but it doesn't mean that if you have the karma to live for 100 years, you necessarily live for 100 years. Yeah, you have the karma, the predetermined lifespan of 100 years. But along the way, if you meet with obstacles, you may die earlier, or somehow your merit along the way runs low. The merit to sustain your life is not there, then you may die before your predetermined lifespan.
Oh, ina ya ta logya de ge de sa ba ina tilha ma to tine ani de thwe chi me ba re ta che de namba me ba sa o de sung ge re.
But even if you do live your full lifespan, that's about it, isn't it? 100 years predetermined. There's nothing you can add on to that. That's why it says our lifespan cannot be extended. So let's say we are someone who have the lifespan of 100 years, but even then, you know, since the day of our birth, you know, with each and every single day, our lifespan has already started to diminish from that day, and it is constantly diminishing, becoming shorter. So thus, starting from the moment you enter the womb, you do not remain for even an instant, but go headlong towards the next life. Therefore, even your intervening life is exclusively consumed in a procession towards death, led by the messengers, sickness and aging. Consequently, do not rejoice in the thought that while you are living, you are stationary and not moving towards the next life. Then, for example, when falling from the top of a cliff, the time of falling to earth through space is not enjoyable. So as cited by Chandrakirti in his commentary on the 400 stanzas, the hero of humans, beginning from the first night of entering a womb in this world, one proceeds daily without delay into the presence of the Lord of Death. Okay, the third reason, the contemplation that the certainty of death such that even when we are alive, there's little time for practice, and that we will maybe look at in the next session. So do you have any questions?
Christopher again.
Hi, Ken Rinpoche. I just want to know, yes, although some of us, at the point of death, they did not create the causes for good rebirth. However, it reminds me of Amitabha Buddhas, who make great aspiration for us to go to pure land. So I think Buddha is still a very compassionate one. There's an escape for us to go to pure land.
Why are we in samsara? Why am I suffering here?
Sorry? That I didn't ask for that question.
same. Amitabha almost become like creator god. Almost. Basically, you are saying even if you don't create any virtue, at the time of death, you just think Amitabha Bodhaiji, right? Basically, that's the point. So no need to worry, you're saying.
Say no also cannot. Say yes also cannot. Kare, kazan, kare, kare.
So if you remember in the section on the human life of freedom and endowments, in that section at the end we are asked to reflect on four things, four points. The second one is we have the ability to practice the Dharma. We have the ability. Why? Because we are endowed with both the external condition, the spiritual friend, the teacher, and the internal condition, the human life of freedoms and endowments. So, it doesn't say here, we have the ability to practice Dharma because you have the teacher, full stop. It gives two reasons, not one reason. It says external condition teacher and the internal condition, the human life of freedoms and endowments. So here in that section, it talks about the ability to practice. It doesn't just talk about the teacher. You just have a teacher, that's it, full stop. We also need you need to have the conditions yourself to practice the human life of freedoms and endowments, for example. So if you don't have the freedoms and endowments, let's say if you're a dog or a pig or even an animal, you're in the lower realms, you can't practice. Even if the Buddha directly would go into their presence high, nothing can be done.
Mikdam charche kukuyore, ani teva tsechiba kukuyore.
So in the case of going to Amitabha's Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land, of course there is possible to go there, but it is not so straightforward, you know. It's not as if we can just sit around and do nothing and then wait for him to come and deliver us, full stop, you know. It's not like that, because it's not so straightforward, yeah. Because we need to be familiar with the Pure Land. You need to have very strong aspiration. You really must want to go there, and then based on that, you create the causes, you know, to accumulate the merit. And you need you need very single-pointed faith in Amitabha. So these are all conditions coming from outside, internal conditions. So if we have this, then yeah, I guess it's possible, yeah. So if we have all these conditions, and then Amitabha will be standing there high, you know, like the customer service officer, hi, please welcome, 请进, you know.
Welcome to my home. You see.
Yes.
You mentioned a person, untimely death when it passed away at a young age or due to accident. So is there any case when it's a timely death, or all deaths untimely?
Chiwa, ne? Too many chiwa, you go to visit.
Too many chiwa, you go to visit. You go to visit.
So basically, not all deaths are untimely deaths. Which means there are some deaths which are timely. It's time for you to die. Oh, well, it's not untimely, it's timely.
Some death, the right time to be accident. Yeah. Some are not the right time.
So I mean, it's hard for us to say, you know, this person has died due to lifespan running out, or due to untimely death. Yeah. Of course, it is possible to determine the cause through astrology. But as to whether that astrology is accurate in the first place or not, that's another question.
In case you all have forgotten, today is the 1st of September, Teacher's Day. So we're having Teacher's Day celebration.
Not holiday for teacher today.
Thank you, Geshe-la, for being with us for 12 long years. And really, for most of you who have been here for just what, two months, you really know how much you can learn in 2 months, and what it would have been like, you know, if you have not attended a class for these past 2 months. So for some of us who have been here for 12 years, I think, you have really benefited us a lot, Geshe-la. Rinpoche, sorry. And I'd like to thank you for your patience with us for, you know, despite I've been sometimes late for class, not doing your homework, not following your advice, but you still have patiently taught us and turned the wheel of Dharma. Thank you very much, Geshe-la. I think I heard somewhere that eventually all sentient beings will become enlightened like Geshe-la. So I like to say that eventually one day we'll do you proud. Okay, now let's invite the students to come forward and offer Geshe-la a stalk of sunflower each. The oldest, Suki. Yeah. Well, sunflower represents sunlight. May the Dharma shines brightly in all directions for a long time, Geshe-la. Danny Law, Cynthia, Stephanie. So these are the first senior batch of students who came, were taught by Geshe-la for the 12 years. Then the next batch, the next batch of middle batch students, those that came in the middle, Cassandra, Mui Ching, Regina,
middle batch,
and Tek Fung. And the last batch, Yuk Ching, Lilian, Yuyin, and Jay. So 12 stocks each for each of the 12 years. Now next, thank you once again, Rinpoche. Next, Venerable Gyomei. He's been with us for 6 years, patiently translating for us. Actually, it's much longer than that, 10 years. Yeah, but anyway, 6 years for the...
Since August 2002.
Since August 2002. Yeah.
I'm giving back my contract.
Yes. Yes. And Danny Law, yeah, he's been with us for 2 years, patiently teaching the basic program students. Thank you very much. So on behalf of the center, we'd like to offer each of them a pot of orchid. If you'd like to offer your own personal offerings, you can go ahead and please partake of the cake before you go. Thank you.
So we just finished with the usual dedication prayers. Yeah.